We're in the middle of Simin Kuf Chaf Dalet. We're at the Sif Ches. It's a large, juicy Sif with basically the halachas of answering Amen. We're in the middle of the halachas of Chazar Sashatz. So one of the important parts of Chazar Sashatz is answering Amen. So we're going to discuss answering Amen. So the Braisa in Brachas Daf Mem Zayin says, the three types of amen that you're not allowed to answer. Ein oin lo amen chatufa, velo amen katufa, velo amen yesoma. So we're going to have to explain what these things are. Chatufa is like grabbed, katufa is like cut off, amen yesoma is an orphaned amen. Okay, we'll discuss exactly what that means. Then the Gemara says very stark that if one answers an amen chatufa, yis chatfu yamav, that his days will be cut off. Will be grabbed. V'lo amen ketufa. Otherwise, chas v'sham yis katfu yamav. The days also will be, I don't know, grabbed, shortened. V'lo amen yisoma banov will be yisoimim chas v'sham. Okay, very very stark question in the Braisa about these amen. That means amen is something to be taken very seriously. It's not something to be taken lightly. Okay, so start with chatufa. What is an amen chatufa? So Rashi says that you read the aleph with a chataf and not with a patach. What's a chataf? A chataf is a shva. So instead of answering, wait, amen is a patach or a kama? Oh, amen. Yeah, I don't know why I have it written patach. I think that's what Rashi said, but yeah, here. Right, yeah. Okay, right. Mishmur says it's supposed to be a kamatz. I think Rashi said patach. I'm not sure. Okay, so instead of saying amen, he says amen. He doesn't put a vowel underneath the aleph, just like a shiva, like amen. That's a. Okay, Rabbi Yonah brings down that he's chotef the milah, and he says it very fast. Amen. He says it very fast. The Aruch says that he answers amen before the bracha is finished. That's one of my friends. I don't know. I assume he didn't make it up. But why are Jews overweight? Because Hamvereches Amar Yisrael Bashar, and everyone answers Amen. Bashar Amen. Not Shalom Amen, but Shamein, which means fat. Okay, fine. So that's chatufa. So let's see that now in the Shulchan Aruch. Lo yane Amen chatufa. Not a grabbed Amen. What does it mean? The Hainu ki il ha'alef nekuda bechatuf. Don't answer an amen, but the aleph is like a shva. The chain also shlo yachtov v'mayer lanos also kodem shi'asayim hamavarech. Okay, so those are number one and number three, the Rashi and the Aruch in explaining amen chatufa. Okay, just to the first line of Sif Ches. Okay, the Mishmur says at the end of Sif Katan Chavtes, Eli yikra ha'aleph b'kometz gadol. If you know what's the name, kometz gadol and kometz cotton.
Svadim
is there. Svadim call
even the
comments
used to say ah,
because
they say oh.
Ah, okay. So everyone should be saying amen instead of amen. Amen. Okay. Now what is an amen kitufa? Cut off amen. Rashi says that you're missing the nun. So this is amen. He doesn't he leaves out the nun. The Aruch says that he is basically splitting the Amen in half. Oh? Amen. Now, I don't know if it means you can't do it with a Negan. Amen. I assume that's okay. That's one, I assume. But if you cut it in half, that's a problem. So these two opinions are brought down in the Machaber now and the Ramah. Continuing in Kuf Chav Dalet Ches. V'chein lo. Oh, hold on, wait. I missed something. Sifkat on Lamed. Okay, do not answer amen before the mevarach finishes. This is actually very common. You should finish the last word entirely. Like we said before, you have to wait until they finish the bracha. Some people don't have patience to wait for the chazan, especially the shlepi kvetchi type of chazan. They just answer amen. It doesn't work like that. You have to wait for them to finish the bracha.
But if you pause the last syllable, like
we'll get there in a minute. Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah, he discusses that over here somewhere. Kishemarich v'nigim b'saf ha'teva achrona. We'll get there. Okay, now we're on Ketufa. V'lo chen lo yena amen Ketufa. Danish shemachase kriyas hanun. He leaves out the nun at the end. V'eno moti b'peh sheni keres. Has to be reckoned amen. Has to recognize the nun. Gam lo yafsik be'emta amila. Don't cut off the word. Beisosef b'shem ha'arach. Okay, so those are the two pshatim in Rishonim, and both appear. One of the Mechaber and one of the Rama. Boring shir. Okay. Okay, look at the Bir Alocha, Dibar Masal Kriyas Hanun, Noka Milsa de Shchicha. V'adin, Imachat Se Kriyas Ha'alefo Amen. It's loved after the Nun. There's three letters, and all of them need to be pronounced properly and recognizable. Okay, but the Nun is probably more Ka'am Amen. And even if he, like the Nun, you don't hear it. Okay. Then, there's an Amen Yisoma. Okay, Amen Yisoma. This is a juicy one. So Rashi over there in Bracha says that he did not hear the Bracha. He just hears people answering Amen, so he answers Amen. And Tosa says the same thing. Then Tosa asks a very famous Kasha. You want to Sukkot in Alpha Bay? Says there was a famous shul in Alexandria, in Egypt, huge, humongous shul, and they couldn't hear the Sheikh Tzibor. And they would wave flags, and everyone would answer Amen according to the flag. So, they didn't hear the Amen, they hear the Bracha, so that should be an Amen Yisoma. So that's the Kasha all the Rishonim ask. And there's basically two answers. One answer, the Tosfos gives in Brachas, is that even though they didn't hear the Bracha, they knew what Bracha they're answering Amen to. So it's only a problem to answer Amen to a Bracha that you didn't hear if you don't know what Bracha it is. But if you know what Bracha it is, you're keeping track, you're a good boy, you have your sitter, you're following along in the Chazaras Hashad, so you know what you're answering Amen to. So if you know what you're answering Amen to, even if you didn't hear the Bracha, that's okay. It's only when you didn't hear the Bracha and you don't know what you're answering Amen to, that's going to be a problem. Okay, that is the opinion of Tosis by us. Then Tosis in Sukkah brings down a different reason for the Ra, different answer.
Answer to the same Kasha, yeah?
The same Kasha. He brings that from the Rabbanah to Meir Rava. Many Rishonim say like this. It's like this. The concept of Amen Yisoma is only when a person needs to be Yotze with a certain Bracha. And he didn't hear the Bracha properly. It means he's missing at least one of the words, the key words of the Bracha that is Ma'akiv in the Bracha.
He can't be Yotze.
Right. Then it can't be altered. Okay, so therefore, even if he heard most of the bracha, and even if he knows what bracha they're answering Amen to, but if he needs to be yotzei with the bracha, if he doesn't need to be yotzei with the bracha, it's fine. If he needs to be yotzei with this bracha, he must hear every crucial word. Not every word is crucial. Alakinu is not crucial, but Melech Olam is, Baruch is, Hashem is. Okay, he needs to hear every crucial word of the bracha. So, but it's only if he needs to be yotzei with this bracha. So if he doesn't need to be yotzei with the bracha, it's fine. If he needs to be yotzei with the bracha, and he didn't hear every crucial word, that's going to be a problem. That's an amazing sum. When you need to be yotzei with the bracha, and you didn't hear one of the important words. Right. So you see what I mean? So
that's a double bad.
So
you also lose that you're not yotzei.
Right. So over there, so what it sounds like is because you need to be yotzei. And you think you're yotzei, so that it sounds like it's related to that. It's not just it sounds like that. I made that up, but it doesn't sound like not just a din in amen. It's a din in you need to be yotzei with this bracha by answering amen. You think you are yotzei, but you miss one of the key words. You can't be yotzei. That's the two basic opinions of the Rishon. Then there's the third opinion brought down. I said on the preacher, the base house is huge.
I assume it's the flags that they did not.
So how does that help in Egypt with the shul? Because it was Chazaras Hashatz and they already davened Shemon Esrei. And they didn't really need to hear it. That's very controversial. That's Because what do you mean? We all heard, you know, do you or do you not need to hear Chazasha? Okay, we're going to get the Mishnah, was going to discuss it. Others say, no, I wasn't talking about Chazasha Shatz over there. It was just a Berachah Satar. Others say, what does it help? You're supposed to hear Berachah Satar. You're supposed to hear Chazasha Shatz. You're supposed to hear the whole davening. That's why we do it out loud. Because that's part of the fight. That's the Mitzvah Daraisa. That's part of what's going on.
We understood all those questions. According to the first answer.
Yeah, you know what the bracha is, so it's fine. Okay. So now let's see that inside Shulchan Aruch. V'lo yane amin yisoma. What's an amin yisona? Yisoma, the Mechaber holds like the second reason that we just said. Oh, hold on a minute. Then there's a third Mahalach in Rishonim. This is Abu Jam, who said, this is actually the most popular explanation, even though it's popular nowadays, even though it's not the Iker opinion we show at all, at all, at all, at all, that if you answer Amen, you take too long to answer your Amen. You're supposed to answer Amen right away. Let's say, talk to the Dibur. Yeah. 2 seconds, 4 seconds. You wait 5 seconds, that's Amen. So that's, everyone's familiar with that. But that's the least of the popular, you know, from the Rishonim perspective of the definitions.
But they would probably also hold that too, all the opinions. That you can't have, like,
maybe it could be, but they don't say that. Okay, let's see. Lo yane amen yisoma. Continuing in the Mechaber in Kufchav Dalid Ches Dahainu Shehu Chayev Bracha Achas. He needs to hear a bracha, whatever the bracha is. It's bracha Kriya Sat bracha on Mikra Megillah Shofar Kiddush, right? Whatever he needs. At the Shabbos table, Ushliach Tzibah Mevarich Osa, V'ze Eino Shoma. He doesn't hear the bracha. Ava Bishiyodeh, he's a bracha Mevarich Asher Tzibah. He knows what bracha the Asher Tzibah is making, but he didn't hear it. Me'achash Lo Shoma Lo Yane Ocher Acherav Amein Da'ave Amein Yisoma. If he answers Amein after a bracha that he needs to be Yodzeret, it's going to be an Amein Yisoma if he didn't hear the bracha, even though he knows what bracha it is. Okay, so that is the second opinion. Right, that's the second opinion. So this is the Ran. That's probably the majority opinion of the Rishonim. Okay, now let's see the Ramah. Hagav yesh machmirin da afil ein b'chuyah ba'osa bracha lo yana amen im eni yodeh be'ez a bracha kaish leach tzibur. If you don't know what bracha they're saying, even if you don't know what if you don't need to be chayev, you're not chayev in the bracha. You do not need to be yodzib at the bracha. Do not answer amen if you don't know what bracha it is. That's also called the Amin Yisoma. Now we have the third opinion from the Abu Jarrah. Answer Amin right away on the Bracha. Okay, again, back to the beginning of this Lo Yana Amin Yisoma in the Mechaber. The Bracha Achas, and the Shir Tzibra is making the Bracha, and he doesn't hear the Bracha. Mishabu Sivkat Laman Al. That's the Mechaber. The daf came wrote to lots of a bracha shu chayim. Only if you want to be yotze with that bracha, could go. She wrote to lots of see the tefila the kiddush v'chei agav. Aval an enu chayim. Could go. She kfar espada laatzmo. Avdim mitzvah lecholod and mishmo chazar as hashatz. Right. This gets into the whole discussion about what happened in Alexandria. This is if you already davened, even though it's a mitzvah yechazar hashatz. Mikomokum enu lavchiyuv ba'atzmius abracha. It's not chayim be'etzem in this bracha. And therefore, that's not going to be an amen yisim. But kol shekein, im ha'amin u'istam brachas da'amo, mutu l'das mechaber lanos, av shu eini odel is a bracha ho'one. He doesn't know what bracha it is. It doesn't matter. As long as he doesn't need to be yotzei with the bracha, we don't care, says the mechaber. Rak shesham alachem, so here you have people answering amen, they answer amen over there, he answers amen. V'aramo b'hagla polig v'oser afilu b'chol ha'brachos, im eini odel is a bracha who own it. The Ramah goes with the first opinion in Tarsus that it applies across the board, but it only applies if you don't know what you're answering Amen to. If you didn't hear the bracha but you know what you're answering Amen to, that's also okay. Okay. Mishabura Sifkata. Hold on, wait a second. Okay, now the Mechaber said, V'ze'in Oshoma. He didn't hear the bracha. What does it mean he didn't hear the bracha? Sounds like he didn't hear the bracha at all. So the Mishnah, the Bira Alacha, Dira Masa V'ze'in Oshoma, Poshut, Afilu Shoma B'tchilasa, Kol Shoma B'sofa. If you want to be yotzei with the bracha, you have to hear the whole thing from beginning to end. Okay, it's true, there could be some words that are not ma'akiv in the bracha, and if you missed it, you're still yotzei, but be'etzim, you need to hear the whole bracha from beginning to end. Then the last two lines he says, Al Karchach, the Kem she wrote to Lotte's Ba, he wants to be Yotze with the Bracha. Lu Asa Be'ofen Sheni Yotze, but he heard in a way that he cannot be Yotze. He missed one of the key words of the Bracha, Asru Rabbanan Lanos Amen Aleh. The Chachami made it us of him to answer Amen. Again, like we said before, it sounds like it's less, it expresses itself in the Hilchos Amen, but it sounds more like a dinin, you're going to think you were Yotze and you weren't Yotze. That's how I understand it. Yeah, but you can't. That's the thing. You can't do that. You know, that's what I mean. You're not allowed.
If you're not trying to be yotze.
No, it's the same. You are trying to be yotze. You're saying once a minute to be yours. I just answer me. Okay, I'm not yotze.
Standing there.
Nah, that's not gonna work. I used to that can't work.
Why?
I don't know. Because it can't. I don't know. No, don't do my sign. I just can't. I need to be yotze with the bracha. You're right. I missed the guy mumbled through half a kiddush, so I wasn't yotze. So I'm gonna go make my own kiddush. So just answer the main now. Who cares? You're gonna go make your own kiddush anyway. It becomes like a regular bracha. And it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like that's a chazal. It's talking about you need to be yotze with the bracha. You wanted to be yotze with the bracha. You missed a few words. You happen to be a talmid chacham, so you know that you weren't yotze. You have to make your own kiddush now. Chazal asked you to answer Amen. Why? So you shouldn't be confused and think that you're Yotze.
It seems like this Amen is the Amen that, for him, this Amen is a Bracha Amen. It's the Amen that he's Yotze Bracha. And now he's answering without Yotze, so it's a terrible Amen. Because it's the Amen that's.
You're on his side or my side?
I think he's right.
It sounds like. It, okay, I don't know.
You have in mind.
Okay.
But I don't know about it, no?
Came to wrote to Lotz's Ba, who also went Shani Otaba. Osru Rabbono Lanos Amen Aleha. He doesn't say,
in a manner where you
want to Yotze.
If
you're
saying, I don't want to Yotze and I'll do a Kiddush afterwards, maybe.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Ask the rabbi. Okay. So the Mechaber brings down the second opinion in the Rishonim that the only Shaykh, if you want to be Yotze the Bracha. If you don't want to be Yotze the Bracha, everything's fine. And then the Rama says, Hago v'yesh machmirin, v'fil in v'chuyav v'osa bracha, lo yana amen. Even if he doesn't want to be Yotze the Bracha, he cannot answer amen if he doesn't know what bracha they're up to.
But you don't need any Iker words, right?
No, I don't need to hear anything. I don't need to
hear.
I don't need to hear anything. Sounds like even I didn't even hear that. That's why Agav. That's why the concept of the Shir Tzibur saying the Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael quietly at the end. Baruch Atah Hashem, and he whispers Gal Yisrael. Why does it help? I know what bracha it is. I know what bracha he said. I basically know when he finished the bracha. How long can he fetch out those two words Gal Yisrael? So why is that? You know, maybe because you're not chayiv. Maybe you can answer him, and you're not chayiv to answer him. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is into that mahalach. A lot of other posts are not into that mahalach. Yeah, they're not into it. There's other eitzes
are
getting. Other eitzes are getting at. I don't know. Okay, let's go. We're running out of time. Mishmas Tivkaton Lami Gimel. Okay, now in the Beis Yosef, I didn't go through the whole Beis Yosef. It's very long. But in the Beis Yosef, he seems to bring down, there's two different mahalchim, and each one has a kula and a chumra.
Yeah, sounds like that.
But when you read in the Ramah, the Ramah exam, Hayov Yesh Machmirin. The Ramah's focus is bringing it down as a chumra. Sounds like he's not disagreeing with the Machaber. He's just being moiser for chumra. That's what it sounds like. I'm lacking some clarity over here, but that's what it sounds like. Mishu Yosef Kata Lami Gimel. Okay, Yesh Machmir, if he doesn't know what bracha is. Vim Yodel is a bracha ona. If he knows what bracha is answering, Amen. Mutulanas, Bechol bracha, Sefil, Bechazar, Sashatz. So saying, so according to the Ramah, why do I chazar, Sashatz? Now he's going to tell you, if he's chayiv, Tia, Chazar, Sashatz, not chayiv, according to the Ramah, it shouldn't matter. Unless the Ramah also agrees to the Machaber, and he's just adding on a chumma. Which also would make sense because the Machaber Shita, which from the Ran, also is based on Yerushalmi. So it would make sense. Now, there's no dark emotion here, Bechlau, in the Torah. So it sounds like the Rama is agreeing with the Mechaber, just being Moisif a Chumra. And then I saw Pesukim Chus wanted to say that even the Sfaradim will be Moideh here to the Chumra of the Rama. Because it's not a regular case, it's the Chazal speak very stark. Bon of you, Yisraim Mechaz Hashem, Gemara speaks very stark, and therefore you should be Machmir for all the opinions in terms of Amen Yisom, but not to, they call it Chamira Sakanta Misur. Okay, let's see. So now, Chazal Hashem, does that consider a bracha? I need to be Yotze, not be Yotze. So he says, Kerem Shkara Spalo, the Enem Bechoy, the Etzim HaBracha. So it sounds like even Chazal Hashem, you can answer Amen, because even if you didn't hear the bracha. Because there is Chazal Masakin Chazal Sashat, even if you're already davin, Ki'ilu Mechuyavim Ba'osa Bracha Krinale. It's as if you're Chayiv in that Bracha. The Eilem Lano Safilo Yudeb is a Bracha Kayashat. If you don't hear the Brachas clearly, Yashir Tziba, I was thinking about this today. And Kalev Mincha is trying to be a good boy, just learned about answering Amen with Kavan and Chazal Sashat. And it was very hard. It was very hard. First, he didn't wait for the bracha of Shemos, so Imamish went into the end of the bracha, and you only heard the last word of each bracha. So it's Imamish, this discussion over here. Hold on. So lechatchila, this is an issue. That's a problem. Then he goes, continue. But b'di'eved, last two lines of Sifkat and Lamigino. Afiyum lo shama rakshi yodei zebracha mishvanesim b'sayim hashatz yana amen kevin shekvar espala ba'atan. So lechatchila, you should be choishish that that's a bracha that you need to answer and you need to hear the whole thing. But b'di'eved, you can be mako that you're ready with yotzei in shvanesrei. You don't really need to hear it anyway. You can answer amen. So b'di'eved, you answer amen. You've even heard the brachas clearly of chazras hashatz. You have to answer Amen Miyad. What does it mean Miyad? We're talking to the Diva, Kediva Dami. We should talk to the Diva, if it's three or four words, two to three seconds. Continuing at the end of Mishnah Berurah Katan Lamed Daled, but Tzibur Kamal Daad Shekilu Rova Tzibur Lanos Amin Odaim Chalav Bracha Mutu Kolecha Lanos Iman. If the Tzibur is in the middle of answering Amen, that is like a hemshich of the bracha, and then you can answer Amen at that point.
Within two or three seconds.
Yeah. My God, this is the same thing. Yes. Well, we'll get there right now. Okay, you know what? We're running out of time, so we'll pick up from here tomorrow, and we'll finish the siman tomorrow.